When you apply for a job, you fully expect that your work history will be researched and a background check will be done on you. You also hopefully believe that if there's a dark cloud in any of that information, that the odds of getting that job pretty much may drop down to zero. That's not always true in one job sector in New Jersey. Guess which one? Teaching. There are detailed reports which have finally come to light where teachers sexually assaulted students as young as five, were shown the door, yet were still able to find a new teaching job in the state. My first guest today is one of many who are demanding that this situation come to a complete halt. He's the Executive Director of Prevent Child Abuse New Jersey, Rush Russell. How are you today, sir?
Very good. Thank you for your time.
And the website for Prevent Child Abuse New Jersey is preventchildabusenj.org. And your organization, along with many others in the state, have put a call out for the recreation of legislation from last session in Trenton, and the assembly was A4442, State Senate 29S2917, which basically would mandate that schools can't keep passing along predatory teachers. And I started to read this, I'm thinking, well, how serious can this be? We're pretty much talking about an equivalent of what the Catholic Church was caught doing for decades here in New Jersey, though, with teachers and schools.
That's exactly right. You know, we start with, you know, first the notion that the vast majority of our teachers are just incredible, wonderful people that are, you know, building a educational and character foundation for our children. Nothing better, nothing more noble. But there was a GAO report in 2004 that pointed out, that found that up to 10% of school students between kindergarten and 12th grade report an incident of some type of sexual misconduct involving a school employee, teacher, coach, et cetera. That adds up to about 1.5 million students in the United States, and obviously many, many of those in New Jersey as well. And it's just coming to our attention how many times that, unfortunately, there's a small group of teachers that use their position of power and influence and connection to kids to have sex with children. And that's what this bill would try to address.
And we just can't lay the blame with the teachers and the perpetrators. It's the school administrators who are empowering and enabling these evil people because of their either fear of lawsuits or through an agreement where certain parts of their actions are left off of the radar screen, so other schools do a background check, they're not going to find it. But there was a case, one teacher, where if the school that was doing the hiring, after he had gotten shown the door at his previous school, had just done a simple Google search of his name, they would have found front page stories from a local newspaper about what he perpetrated.
You're exactly right. I mean, what's happening too many times is that the school where they find an incident of, or many incidents of sexual misconduct, they let that person go out of fear about their school's reputation, out of fear of all the legal wrangling that can happen. And they just say, you know, go somewhere else. And unfortunately, you know, that's exactly what they're saying. You know, we don't want you to abuse children here in our school, but it's okay if you go somewhere else and get another job. And that, you know, that's just horribly wrong. And, you know, that's what this bill would stop. It would require both the individual and the school to disclose information about their past if they've been terminated, investigated about sexual misconduct. When school A calls school B to find out, okay, we have an applicant here, it would have to be disclosed that we let that person go or they resigned because of these sets of incidents. So it's, you know, a pretty common sense and simple fix that we think should be passed in New Jersey.
I want to give credit to it was NJ Advanced Media who shined really a much needed bright light on the situation of, well, individuals like our teacher Sean Sear, who left three jobs over the course of 10 years under a lot of suspicion. He continues to teach in a Newark charter school. That includes, despite including a past that has an arrest, late night texting with a student, and finding porn on his school computer. You know, that usually gets you thrown in jail, Rush. Why?
Yeah,
I mean,
so much of this is that schools looking the other way, the administrators, the school leaders, and, you know, some of the opponents will say, well, what about a false allegation? read, as you're saying, read the stories that are described in the Star Ledger. These are patterns of behavior that happen over a long period of time. They're multiple incidents, and they're horrific incidents. These are not false allegations, and the bill protects against if such an allegation is found to be false or unsubstantiated, and we understand that may happen. It's very unlikely, it doesn't happen, but when it does, the bill's provisions are waived. So this does address that. But you read the quotes in that article of some of the school administrators that are saying, well, we did everything we should do. Or, you know, we understand that, that the false allegation could happen. This person, this individual that did all these things may be innocent. So, you know, it's really hard to understand how some of our school administrators and leaders are, you know, really taking up for, you know, for the teachers, for really to protect offenders in their midst rather than the students and the children that they're supposed to be caring for. It's hard to understand.
I know I was trying to not inject politics into this, but I'm forced to only because it is a fact that last session's legislation was introduced by Republican members of the State Assembly, State Senate. There's been zero activity by the Democratic leadership and zero support from the teachers' unions and the school administrators' organizations. That is something that's terribly wrong.
Assemblyman Weber has introduced the bill in the assembly, and it was really based on one of these cases that did happen in his district, and he was so horrified. He, you know, did some research and found, you know, a similar bill like this has been introduced in many other states, has passed in other states, most recently in Pennsylvania in 2014 by a combined vote of 159-0. So there was zero opposition. So I think, you know, it's important to start to build that kind of – this is a bipartisan issue. This has nothing to do with politics. And we're very pleased to hear that State Senator Teresa Ruiz, the chair of the Education Committee in the State Senate here in New Jersey, has scheduled the bill for a hearing next Thursday morning. And so, you know, we're starting – I think the Star Ledger's raising awareness about this, and – we, working with the New Jersey Coalition Against Sexual Assault, have released a letter co-signed by 16 major youth-serving organizations that really look after our children and our leaders in this field, have signed on urging support for the bill. And I think, you know, a combination of those efforts are calling on our leaders to take action, and I think the bipartisan issue can be overcome.
With Rush Russell, who is the executive director of Prevent Child Abuse New Jersey. On the web, it's preventchildabusenj.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Then there's Robert Goodlin. He was arrested last fall, charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy numerous times in the 1990s. The incidents, which the former student alleged happened more than 100 times, took place during Goodlin's 11-year tenure as an industrial arts and special ed teacher at Batlin Middle School. And despite all those flags, Goodlin was never removed from the classroom for more than a few days. Instead, in 2004, what was the out? He was allowed to retire, but then 9 months later, he was in front of a classroom again as a substitute teacher in another school district. I mean, that's
yeah.
My job is words. I can't think of a word right now.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to imagine somebody would oppose, again, just simply preventing that information from being secret, right? I mean, that's really what we're talking about. So this would simply and there, you know, there's a lot of legislation that gets passed, and we can all debate. You know, some of it may be effective. Some of it, you know, we can all argue about the effectiveness of legislation. This is a bill that is such common sense and would make a difference because it would – as that individual is now applying for a job, it simply says that the prior school district would have to disclose that we were aware that this person was sexually abusing our students or committing other acts of sexual misconduct. So, you know, again, it's kind of a straightforward fix that has been received very, very unanimous support in many other states now, and it's time for New Jersey to step aboard.
And it's time for the teachers union to get out of CYA mode for their rank and file and get on board with the bill. And this is all it would do. And when you think about when you were to apply to any job outside of teaching, this bill would require the, in this case, school district, charter school, contracted service provider to ask those employers for a statement as to whether the applicant was the subject of any child abuse or sexual misconduct investigation by any employer, was disciplined, discharged, non-renewed, asked to resign from employment, resigned from or otherwise separated from any employment while allegations of child abuse or sexual misconduct were pending or under investigation, and has ever had a license, professional license, or certificate suspended, surrendered, or revoked while allegations of child abuse or sexual misconduct were pending or under investigation. This, I mean, you're under more of a microscope if you're trying to get a CDL to drive a truck cross country than you are a teacher in New Jersey, apparently.
Yeah, it's exactly right. So again, those will say, well, what we need to do is just strengthen the reporting requirements or strengthen the criminal background check. That's going to help us find it. And the reality is that, you know, conducting a criminal background check, by definition, right, these cases are not reported. These cases are hidden. What we're dealing with is the secrecy. So strengthening, saying that we need to fix the reporting requirements, or we need to wait until this is a proven, substantiated case. Again, the bill waives the requirement for false or unsubstantiated cases, but waiting for the courts to decide something, you know, it totally ignores what this is trying to address, which is this, you know, this pattern of secrecy.
I mentioned those two teachers before. Those are too many allowed in the school. If you want to play a numbers game, do you want your child to be in a school classroom where maybe that one perverted teacher is wandering through the system with the absence of bill and legislation and regulations like we're talking about here? If I had my way, too, the school administrators, I would personally love to see them arrested for facilitating the enactment of crimes of these revelations are presented, because their failure to bring in law enforcement just to save image and save face is indeed facilitating this just poison that does not belong in the school system for any reason, any excuse. For anything. To learn more about this issue, please visit the website for Prevent Child Abuse New Jersey. Learn more about all the work that they do, preventchildabusenj.org. And also go to the State House website and tap your member of the State Assembly and Senate on the shoulder through the means that that website offers you, and let them know that these bills, again, last session it was A4442 in the State Assembly and in the State Senate, 2917. Bring them back, reintroduce them, get them voted on, because our new governor, Governor Murphy, has at least expressed support for this legislation. He was sickened, as any rational person would be, by the revelations that have come forward. And it is time for the people to get together and indeed protect our children from predators in places where predators know how, no way, nowhere need to be. And again, Rush, you're making a difference in the two of the work of your organization. Thanks for being here for doing that.
Thank you, Chris. We very much appreciate the time.